Oh, God. Mike, you've provided the goods in WhatsApp this week, so you have.
Like, okay, actually, this is a good point, right? So,
yeah.
What we're talking about is on group chats, and buddies tend to send, like, threads around, you know, like, forwarding on funnies to people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that I've done, like, two this week that are, I would say, some of the funniest I've seen in a long time.
Very good, very good.
Are you open now for me to send you the stuff? No.
It has to be top tier.
No,
because top tier.
I don't do the... like the meme pictures, like, you know, when you see on your dad's phone and he's like,
I will say, Mikey, what I like about it is what's rare is beautiful. But when you get a really good one,
yeah,
like a really, really, really good, like that, you just sent him on a stag who hired out some company to pretend that the groom is being abducted.
Oh, yeah.
God.
And
it's all in good jest.
It's all in good jest. He actually, there's another video of him afterwards.
The funniest part isn't the groom being abducted. It's his mates
overacting.
Standing behind him, videoing each other going, ow, ow, stop.
Because
you can't put him in the water. He can't swim.
For context, he's blindfolded and he thinks the mates are as well. So they're all pretending to be hit. So they're going, that really hurts.
How much would be booking? What would you even stag
Spain, abduction?
No, it was America. Portugal. It was Portugal.
Portugal. Stag. Portugal.
Stag kidnap Lisbon.
All right, find out how much it is. I will try and figure out.
Okay.
If it says get a quote and put on in my email.
Oh, God. Okay, Niamh has found the website. Don't look. We're going to try and figure out how much it is.
To get abducted.
Literally, when I said to Nathan, don't look, he spent the last 10 seconds staring at the computer.
I think it's like you have to put in a quote, like it's going to take a while.
Right, well, just do it now. And we can.
Within 48 hours, it says. We aim to follow up on all requests within 48 hours.
That's grand, because I'll have it for group then.
We could see you, Graham, if you're a part of the group. Are you? Like it.
If I was.
Josh. You're not the groom.
Yeah.
I could see. You find it so funny.
Yeah.
Would you?
Thank you, darling.
All right, I'm here with you. I'm here with you, Brian.
Oh,
Jesus, they've tasers.
Do you know what? We'll leave it.
Sorry. Wait, what's going on?
They're looking for a mobile number.
These Portuguese, like, vigilantes be ringing me now.
That happened to my uncle. Well, there was no company or anything. It was the proper police.
It's just the...
There's loads of them.
It's just acting.
Scary.
It's the acting from the other lads. Is just so.
How long did it go on for?
5 minutes. Oh, boys, they have a gun.
There's one there that is saying that there's a £50 deposit and then you get a quote. But there's loads of cities that offer it. Prague, Amsterdam, Lisbon, Budapest, Krakow,
Riga. You don't even
Riga.
Need to pay to get it done in Amsterdam. Bratislava. Just wait around. It'll happen.
Oh, has anyone ever been to Riga? That's Latvia, isn't
no,
it?
Never been.
No, I'm not allowed.
Oh, God. That was funny.
That was funny.
No, I'm happy. And it's a pity because Nathan is not getting any of these.
No, that's fine. I prefer that. I like just seeing it from the other person's phone.
Yeah, maybe Mikey... If you want to send them on to me, maybe you wait till the end of every week.
No.
And you pick your best.
I don't want you to enjoy things that much. Like, I'm just doing...
Okay, fair enough. All right, here is today's...
Hey, good show.
Well
good
done, show. Everyone.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
Would like to start the show with an observation.
Oh, we like observations on this show.
Before the show, I went to get my lunch, but I also picked up a few bits for dinner, and I also got some eggs.
Oh.
I need some eggs. I'm out of eggs. On the carton of eggs that I bought, it said, perfect for omelettes.
Oh.
Aren't all eggs perfect for omelettes?
Yeah, that's weird.
Why these specific ones?
What sort of eggs? Well, like, are they
medium,
free range?
Medium class A eggs.
Free range?
I don't know. And then an arrow to it going, perfect for omelettes. Is that brand's kind of standout point? Is that their USP? We're perfect for omelettes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's very interesting.
Thought all eggs were perfect for omelettes. I'm going to crack open the egg industry. Something's not right.
Pardon the pun. Very good.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Oh, sorry. Will you plan something fun to do before the show?
Well, joke's on you two who have just put on your sunglasses because the weather's good. It's just started to rain.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I went out to get my headphones, it was spitting rain on the window.
Very disappointing, isn't it?
sad.
Well, I walked in just a t-shirt today for the first time this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I went to the shop to get my eggs and stuff in a t-shirt and I was freezing. So it has got colder outside.
Okay.
Sorry to break the news to you. I know you're looking at the screen there, Nathan. That's been the same for the last 3 months. It's broken.
Well, it's looking well out there.
it's just a screenshot of a sunny day in Dublin. It's always like that.
It's lovely.
Look, we usually like to give TV recommendations and streaming recommendations that we watch so you can go, do you know what? I'll give it a go. Why not? You've been watching Ripley lately, Nathan.
God, I love Ripley.
I watched something last night that I want you to avoid. Oh. I watched it so you don't have to.
What platform is it on?
It was on Channel 4.
Okay.
And usually a genre of TV show that we love, Nathan. Home renovation.
Love home renovations.
It was absolutely muck. I'll tell you all about it. Oh. Who was fronting it? Because you know her very well next on FM 104.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.
FM 104, you are listening to Graham and Nathan playing some Benson Boone.
We're the only radio show that gives TV and film recommendations. Other radio shows would fear doing such content.
We usually give recommendations based on good TV, streaming, movies, series, etc., etc., etc. And then people mess just go, thank you so much, that was really enjoyed it. Or, yeah, it wasn't that good, you got that wrong. I'm giving you one right now that is so bad and misses the point completely that I was in shock watching it.
You watched it last night?
Watched it last night. 10 p.m, Channel 4.
Now that is prime time Channel 4.
Yeah. And look, I want to preface this with, I actually really like the host of this show.
Oh.
I think she's great and Claire loves her.
Emma Willis?
Nope. So when we saw her, we were like, okay, this will be good.
Stacey Solomon.
I like Stacey.
Stacey's great. Stacey Solomon's Renovation Rescue. I'm going to play you 20 seconds off the trailer just so you get an idea of the show.
Up and down the country, people are taking on epic renovation projects.
Oh, wow. Such an amazing space.
But too many of them are ripped off by bad builders.
Oh my God, wires hanging out everywhere.
There's a full-on hole in the ceiling.
There was a point where we were only left with one wall in the house.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you get the idea. So Stacey Solomon is going visiting houses where basically people have been screwed over by cowboy builders.
They've been scammed.
Yeah, and they've just been left with a shell of a house. They've got no money left. And I was thinking, God, this is going to be great. A little bit like DIY SOS, where people come in, they get in the builders, they help them out. We started watching this, okay. We get this couple, don't know where they're living, but they bought this bungalow and they bought the house and they put all their life savings into this builder. I think they gave the builder something along the lines of, they had 55K in their savings, they end up spending 65K to this builder. Who made a hames the whole place, complete cowboy. All the electrics were wrong. They basically had to kick him out. They're there explaining their story, all right? And they say that they have to borrow from their parents. They got to get another loan from the bank. They literally have zero money left.
Nightmare.
They've spent an additional 65K off money that they don't have.
Oh, my God.
The woman of the couple is breaking down crying. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is Stacey Solomon going to do? Let me tell you what she does. Absolutely nothing.
What?
Oh no.
Nothing. The whole premise of the show is Stacey Solomon goes in, tells them how to do things, and then leaves for months on end. So they tell Stacey their story.
Mm.
Then all Stacey does in the first visit is, you know, you might have a door in the hallway and has a piece of glass at the top.
Mm.
She helps them remove that piece of glass because they want to cover it up.
Oh,
that's
no.
it. And then the guy of the relationship is like, I just thought Stacey would be here to give advice. I didn't realise she was going to get stuck in. I go, stuck in?
Well,
she then leaves. I'm not finished with it.
Well, Graham,
I'm not finished.
But I will say about the show, which I absolutely love, The Great House Revival with Hugh Wallace.
Yeah.
Hugh effectively does very little.
But they're buying the house, knowing what they're about to do, and they're embarking on the journey. These people have been scammed.
Mm.
That's the premise. And they have no money left. They've no money.
Right.
Like, they've got nothing left. She comes back in 2 months. 2 months. 2 months later, I'll revisit that house. What she does is she brings her four women. So her friend Aggie comes along. And okay. I go, great, finally, we got a builder here to do something. All they do is fit a tap. One tap.
Oh, no.
And then at the end, Stacey goes, we've saved them £300 in getting a plumber out to fix that tap. That's all they did.
Oh,
and
God.
How does it end?
They're wasting everybody's time because they're obviously shooting all this. And you can see the couple are like, is this all we get? She goes, it gets worse.
I'm surprised.
Aggie, the forewoman, then there's a different part. They're padding out the TV show. She then goes to Stacey Solomon's mansion.
Oh, no.
No. And she's married to Joe Swash. She's behind Sten.
I think they have a lot of land.
They are millionaires.
Mm. Yeah.
Pickle Cottage.
What the forewoman does for them is more in their house than the poor couple who have no money left.
Oh, gosh.
She builds a wall for them to in their shed to split Stacey's gym and where Joe Swash keeps his fishing gear.
Oh, no. That's not a good look.
And she's teaching Stacey how to put up a stud wall. And I'm like, oh, my God. Then she goes back to the house. What does she do this time? She's on her hands and knees and she shows the couple how to fix flooring. And I think it's the flooring that clicks together. So she's down there on the ground. She goes, so what you do is you put one panel down, one plank down here, and then you click it in and you do it for the whole room. And they're standing going, all right.
We have no money.
We've no money. When are the builders coming in to do all this
for us? How does it end?
I'm telling you, I couldn't watch it. I went to bed. It was an hour long. I go, how is this an hour? I watched it for half an hour.
That is mad.
And I couldn't watch it anymore. But what it did show is English television is usually far superior to Irish television. Mm. It just is. Irish television does renovation so well.
Yeah.
And homes, home of the year. Dermot Bannon,
yeah,
and the Great House Revival. James Kavanagh has a great show on Virgin Media at the moment where he's looking to buy a house with his boyfriend William. Irish television does homes so well. This is horrendous.
People are loving your Stacey Solomon impression. Can you give us a few more lines?
All you do is you put the pop up here and then you... Why am I going Australian?
Yeah, you've gone a bit Australian.
Honest to God. It blew my mind.
That seems like it's really cheap to make that show because you're doing nothing.
Nothing. We've saved £200 for the couple who are 65k in debt.
I wonder, did they do a bit at the end that you missed that, like, maybe fast forward to
maybe
when the show was done?
At the end.
Lads.
Here's loads of money.
If anybody has watched this TV show, let me know. Because it started last night. I won't be getting a second season, I'll do that for a fact. But at least Stacey and Joe have a new wall in their shed. That's the main thing. It's FM 104.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
I'm going to say it. I'm not in a band, but if I was, that's the sort of band I'd like to be a part of.
I'm not lying. It's FM 104, Graham and Nathan. That is Kingfisher and Shadow. As that was finishing, I was imagining you in the band.
That's the sort of music we play.
How funny it would be.
No, not funny.
Yeah, funny.
It would be serious. We'd be the sort of band that we would rehearse in my garage and we'd have the shutters up. We're not afraid. Like, we want people to walk by with their dogs and hear us go, oh, oh.
Telling you, Kingfisher, if you're listening.
I'm available, Kingfisher, around the area of Bray. Okay.
They're from Limerick. Would you travel to Limerick for rehearsals?
For Kingfisher.
It's a good road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What road would I be taking?
M7.
M7, yeah.
M7.
All the way?
All the way till you get to about, I think M7 to the city, yeah.
Anywhere I could stop off for a roll?
Obama Plaza.
Oh.
Obama Plaza?
Wait, is that not the M8? Is
M9? Yeah, sorry.
Oh, you're giving me wrong details, sir.
Junction 14?
I don't know.
All right, guys. Well, you're leading me on a goose chase around Limerick, starving.
Junction 14. You get Junction 14.
Mayfield, is it? No, that's Cork. I don't
know. Yeah, no, Junction 14.
All right.
Oh, no. I've got the wrong one.
This is Graham and Nathan's Half 3 freebie. We want you to win tickets to movies at cinemas. We're going to spin a wheel. Well, we actually did. It landed on the letter J for the film Jumanji. So if your name begins with the letter J, we might be giving you a call very soon.
You're right. It's Junction 14, Mayfield. Sorry. On the M7.
Lads, relax. All right, I'm not going to Limerick.
Barack Obama Plaza is
Obama. Barack Obama Plaza.
And you was Junction 14.
Junction 23.
I've never been to Barack.
I've never been to the Barack Obama Plaza.
I've never been to the hell. How do you?
That's the one in Waterford where they only said Blaz. The Barack Obama.
Right. Well, let's give someone a call.
Let's do it.
Couple of them.
Answer with a phrase.
Hello. Hello.
Jade.
Shade, no!
No, Jade.
Shade.
Oh, how are you, Jade?
I know it. I have it.
Oh, Jade, you had to answer the phone with it.
I'm sorry.
No. Don't be apologizing.
Don't apologize, please.
We are sorry.
Jade.
It's probably the private number.
Would you have the phrase on you?
I do.
Go on.
Hello, my name is Jade, and I've just won Graham and Nathan's Half Tree Freebie on FM 104.
God, you said that with confidence.
That was good. We got to pass it over to our adjudicator.
Have to pass you over to the boss. Oh, her credentials are pretty incredible.
I think that was pretty strong.
Now, don't be speaking about me physically. Hey. We're speaking about...
I think Jade's a loyal listener. I think we should give Jade the pass.
She's done it!
Jade!
Thank you so much.
Jade, are you a loyal listener?
I am, of course, every
will
day.
Will you follow myself and Graham to the end of the world?
Of course I will.
Yeah, we'd follow you too, Jade.
We'd follow you.
And we're going to get those passes sent out to you. Congratulations. Have a great
day. Thank you very much.
And Graham and Nathan's Half Three Freebie returns tomorrow at 3:30. Doing the show from Airside Retail Park. Swords tomorrow. Yeah, that's what we'll be doing.
The Roadhog.
Teddy Swims now lose control on FM 104. It is Graham and Nathan.
Something's got a hold. You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.
FM 104, break your hearts. You're listening to Graham and Nathan. Time now for some Nathan's news.
Never been done before. I'm going to throw out a question before I tell your story.
Go for it.
What is the most exotic animal you found in your house? 087-6797-104. Is that naff or is it interesting?
It's niche.
I'll take niche. Former Made in Chelsea star Millie McIntosh, used to be married to Professor Green, got her kitchen done the other day. All the renovations, new cupboards, new fridge, new oven.
Lovely.
Out of nowhere, a mouse appeared and she has named the mouse Alan.
Alan! 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 Al! Alan! Alan! Alan!
Now, she put up an Instagram story of the mouse. Very cute. Does not look like a rat. Quite a small tail. Very cute whiskers. She has said the humane traps didn't work and Alan is making his usual dinner time appearance. And she's actually grown quite fond of Alan.
Oh,
isn't that mad?
Like Stuart Little.
Yeah.
Stuart Little. I don't know. Now, Alan is naked at the moment, but I don't know if Millie's going to pick up a little jumper and trousers to make it look like Stuart.
Stuart Little was clothed.
Always had clothes. Yeah. But it really got me thinking, guys. Celebrities finding things in their house. Will you allow me? Will you allow me?
All right.
Mr. Ryland Clark.
There is a... snake in my house. What do you do? What do I do? Can someone please tell me what do I do? Because this is where you shouldn't live alone. I don't know what to do. There is a snake in my house. I repeat, there is a snake in my house and I think I'm going to die.
Okay, everyone, please, seriously. It's a real snake and I don't know. Can someone please call the police or something?
I will answer my own question. When I was on a family holiday in France, I remember lying on my bed in the bedroom. Out of nowhere, a bat appeared.
Wow, yeah,
I felt like I had been chosen to be the next Batman.
Wasn't, you know, Tyke Fleming, the massive social media star?
Yes.
What? Now, he was making videos before that, but wasn't his first massive video that went viral
worldwide?
That
was a bat, wasn't it?
It was Catch Him, Derry.
Catch Him, Derry.
Catch Him, Derry.
Yeah.
And it was the bat going around and his dad, Derry, trying to catch the bat.
That was on American late night talk shows.
Catch Him, Derry. I think that was the mega one, though.
087.
Oh, he's still going for it.
6-7.
Wow.
9-7. 104.
When you started off with what exotic animal, you listening, that's the number you want to get into contact. I did think it would be a little bit more exotic than just a mouse in Millie McIntosh's. I was a little bit disappointed with a mouse.
You gotta start small.
I'm not gonna lie, I appreciate the story.
You do have to start small.
But I wanted a little bit more than a mouse.
Beat the mouse.
I have a ladybird infestation in my house.
Oh, thank you, Niamh.
Yeah, ladybirds.
Infestation? Well, like how many?
I'm going to say maybe 10.
That's a lot. That's an infestation.
Mm. You have foxes as well outside.
Could be worse things.
You feed foxes.
Yeah, I do.
You shouldn't do that. It's Dua Lipa, Houdini, FM 104. It's Graham and Nathan. I come and I
go. The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
I'm waiting for that bumper to bumper laugh. It will happen one of these days.
Fair play, Nathan O'Reilly. Fair play to you. Didn't think it was going to take off.
Yeah, because do you know what?
Go on.
You don't believe in me. I threw out a question and I could see you went, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't listen to this question on the radio.
Go on.
I'm being daring. What is the most exotic animal you've found in your house? 087-679-7104. I spoke about friend of the show, Millie McIntosh. Used to be a maid in Chelsea. Used to be married to Professor Green. Found a mouse in her house. Now, I know it's not that exotic. You got to start somewhere, brother. We are building. What beats a mouse?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. There's people in contact.
Yes!
About what's in their house.
Get in contact.
We'll chat them after Clean Bandit. It's Graham and Nathan, FM 104.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan Podcast from FM 104.
FM 104, Clean Bandit, Zara Larsson, Symphony, Graham and Nathan.
We are trying to change radio for the better. We do believe in this medium.
We do, we do.
When others are saying, gone, dead, we say no, very much alive.
We're putting the defibrillator onto it and going...
It is soaring like a mangy eagle, and maybe an eagle has entered your home. That is what we are asking you. Not specifically, has an eagle ever been inside your house? But what is the most exotic animal that has been inside your house? 087-6797-104.
Amy.
Hi, guys. So, mine's not really exotic, but... years ago, when I was about 14, 15, I was sitting in my sitting room and just enjoying having a nice little frozen pizza.
Lovely.
And our fireplace is right at the front, and I heard like scratching at it, and I was like, oh my God, what's that? And a pigeon flew out, and I went out of the house screaming. And when we came back in, all the walls were marked, there was bird poo everywhere.
Oh.
And my mom had to get the whole house repainted. Well, the whole sitting room repainted.
Oh, disaster.
How do you catch a pigeon?
Wasn't there a cartoon about that? Try to catch a pigeon. Catch a pigeon. Catch a pigeon. Dastardly and Muttley. They try to catch a pigeon.
Were you singing the Chuckle Vision theme song? Catch a pigeon. Catch a pigeon.
No, wait a second. Dastardly and Muttley.
Yeah, you're right. In their flying machine.
Yeah, I need to get the theme tune though, because it's...
Catch a pigeon. Catch a pigeon.
Dastardly and Muttley.
I've never heard
it's
of these.
Stop the Pigeon.
Stop the Pigeon.
Is this an old school?
It wouldn't have been on Nickelodeon. Nathan had NTL back in the day. I didn't, only had the terrestrials. Stop the Pigeon intro. Who remembers this? Let's go for it.
Muttley, you snickering, floppy eared hound. When current.
Stop the pigeon!
Chuckle vision!
All right, that's enough of that. Great show, by the way. Okay, let's go to... I need to get rid of the theme song there. And we're going to go to Niamh. Niamh, exotic animals, what do you have?
I had two pet rats.
You had two pet cats?
Rats.
Rats.
So, not exactly found, but placed there.
And did you get them yourself? Was it you who really wanted the pet rats? Can I ask,
what does a rat offer?
They're really intelligent animals.
But maybe a bit too intelligent.
No, but like people think that they're dirty and horrible, and they're not. They were white and grey rats. They weren't like brown rats.
And
but do they not have big yellow teeth and a obscenely long tail?
But you see, when you learn about their tails, it makes it more appealing. Like, their tails help them regulate their temperature and they help them balance. So when you know that they have a purpose.
Oh. And what would you feed?
It makes it okay.
What would you feed the rats?
They had little pellets that we bought in the pet shop and, like, vegetables and stuff.
And would you warn people before they entered your house that you had two rats with massive tails that look after their temperature?
Well, I mean, they're in a cage. You didn't need to warn people.
I suppose it's no real
difference.
They're
not just running around the floor.
It's no real different to hamsters.
Would you ever let them out?
Yeah.
And
yeah, no, we used to let them out. We'd, like, obviously keep all the doors closed because they might disappear under one of them, but...
Did you ever leave them out and then you took your eye off of them and you didn't know where they ended up?
No.
What were their names?
Bob and Settle.
Oh, who was your favourite?
Settle.
Yeah,
I Cecil thought that. Well. I even thought how you said Cecil. Yeah,
definitely.
They were named after Sideshow Bob and Sideshow Settle.
Excellent. And are they still with us?
They're not still with us. They unfortunately have a very short lifespan.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what age?
In and around 3 years is kind of the...
God, short-lived.
But I'm sure they lived a happy life.
They're short-lived, but they're good little pets, though.
Yeah. Jeez, I tell you.
Niamh, thank you very much for sharing your story. You're educating us about pet rats. Thank you, bye.
Okay, bye.
Graham, throw out the question. Come on, it feels good when you do it.
What exotic animal has been in your house?
Graham. Say with a bit more energy.
087-6797-104 on WhatsApp. We want to know today what exotic animal has been in your house. Is that better?
Is it a good question, guys? No. Is this boring?
It's Hosier and Too Sweet. New one from him. I love it. It's on FM 104. Graham and Nathan.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
Hosier, Too Sweet on FM 104. It is Graham and Nathan.
Cool song.
Was listening to the Strawberry Alarm Clock this morning.
Great show.
Jim did a good observation. I take my coffee back in my bed at 3. It's a very strange time to be in your bed having a coffee unless Hosier is getting up at 3 a.m. having his coffee. Or does he go back to bed at 3?
Oh.
Or does he go back to bed around, I don't know, 1 or 2?
He might
wakes
be
up,
having
has
an
a
Irish coffee.
I thought it was two separate things. I take my coffee black and my bed at 3. I take my coffee black and my...
I think it could be an Irish coffee with a little bit of whiskey. A
few minutes ago, we were talking about what exotic animal has got into your house. Nathan, you were kind of putting it out there, but also you didn't really believe in it.
I believed
that
in
much.
It. You didn't believe in it. And it's quite contagious if your co-presenter is like, this is a bad question.
It's always good to keep an eye on what other radio stations are doing at the same time as you.
Oh yeah, Matt Cooper?
Not Matt Cooper. We got this WhatsApp voice note in. Sent to the wrong station.
Oh.
This is to the two Johnny's talking about field deer, the worst thing you've ever had.
Oh.
I think you country boys are getting a bit soft. Not complaining. I sat down at a hotel there in Dublin with the missus and we ordered our food. I ordered a carbonara.
So just so we know...
This sounds like a good show.
They're talking about what? They're talking about what's the worst food you've ever eaten.
And not complained.
And not complain.
Oh, that's a good question.
Lo and behold,
is that better? What exotic better. Animal has been in your house?
That is better.
Lo and behold, there was a rubber glove in my carbonara. I called down the waitress to her shock. She showed her the rubber glove. And she went back down to the kitchen. She asked me, would I like another meal? I says, look, just bring me out fresh carbonara there. Not a bother. She sent it out to me, ate the whole thing. But I was... under full circumstances.
Have you listened to Stephen Case's swearing?
Yeah, I did.
He sounded like he was about to go to the F.
Come on.
I
got
that meal for free. So me and the missus got a free dinner and we got a dessert as well. So, lads, if you don't ask, you won't get.
Damn right, yeah.
All right, what's the weirdest thing you found in your meal? 087-6797-104.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan Podcast from FM 104.
Dr. Dre, the next episode on FM 104. It's Graham and Nathan.
God, you instantly feel cool listening to that show.
Bob and
or
Smoke.
Song and this show.
And this show. Bob and Smoke. Right.
We have wristbands to Fundamania Fairground, giving you and three friends 3 hours of unlimited rides.
Yeah, we got Dean and Lauren on the line. Dean, have you ever been to Fundamania before?
I've never been, but I'd love to go.
All right. Whereabouts are you from in Dublin, Dean?
I'm from Sark.
Okay, so you're right around the corner.
Yeah, right, 5 minutes away.
Okay, nice one. What's your favourite thing about Pavilion Shopping Centre?
Close, and it has every shop in it.
And Fundamania comes there.
Yeah, it's right at the back of it.
Absolutely.
Who would you bring, Dean, if you win this world-class prize?
Good question.
Probably bring my partner and my daughter.
Oh, look.
Very nice. All right, we got Lauren on the line. Lauren, how are you today? You all good?
Hi, how are you?
Ah, we're not too bad, Lauren.
Thanks for asking, Lauren.
Lauren, whereabouts are you from? Are you near Swords as well?
No, I'm not. I'm on the opposite side,
CUS. All right, well, should you just hop on the M50 up to Swords? You'd be fine.
Yeah, okay.
We're actually doing the show from Swords tomorrow.
We are.
Yeah.
We're going to be there, Dean. Do you care?
Yeah, I might pop down.
We're going to be Airside Retail Park, Dean.
I might pop into McDonald's and see
us. Oh, yeah. You could buy us a Big Mac if you want.
Yeah, Graham goes for a Filet-O-Fish.
Hope you getting that.
Okay, guys, we're going to do Fundamania's Ferris Wheel of Fortune. We got a Ferris wheel. It is programmed to stop after a certain amount of time. You two have to try and figure out when it's going to stop. When you think it's very close to stopping, within 5 seconds or less, shout Fundamania. And if it stops within 5 seconds or less, you will be the winner. If it's more, the other person will win. But if you don't shout Fundamania and it stops, neither of you will win if you say nothing, okay?
Okay.
We should say the sound effect, which, you know, shows that the funfair has stopped, is Cat Slater shouting, I am your mother. Dean, do you remember that classic scene from EastEnders?
Not really, no. I wouldn't have watched it.
All right. Lauren, what about you?
No, I don't. I remember all of her other sayings.
Oh, give us another Cat Slater saying.
Oh, I don't think it's suitable for the radio.
Yeah. She was an edgy character.
Okay, guys, I'll also let you know, it's going to stop sometime between 0 and 20 seconds.
Oh.
All right. That's grand. I'm being very nice.
Very generous.
Dean and Lauren, Fundamania's Ferris Wheel of Fortune starts now.
Fundamania.
Lauren's done it. She's leapt in like a salmon.
Okay. Lauren has stopped it after 7 seconds.
All right. So look, I'm no Carol Vorderman. But
12.
12 seconds.
12 seconds. If it stops before 12 seconds, Lauren wins. Dean, when were you feeling you were going to shout Fundamania?
I was literally about to say it.
Oh, right.
Okay. So it's at 7.
It's time to hear the dulcet tones of Cat Slater.
Here we go. 7, 8, 9.
You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother. Yes, I am.
You did. Within 3 seconds
of
Cat Slater stopping the Ferris wheel of Fundamania, meaning you are going. You get wristbands for you and three friends. Unlimited rides for 3 hours. Thank you so much for listening to the show and playing along, Dean and Lauren. Have a great day.
That's great.
No,
and if you want more information, you can check it out, fundamania.ie, their Instagram page or their Facebook page. And remember, it returns to Pavilion Shopping Centre Swords from April 13th until the 28th. Lewis Capaldi and Strangers now on FM.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
Over there has been preparing something.
Oh.
What has the chef been cooking? What's on the menu this evening?
Well, I tell you now.
What time can we hear this dessert?
What's on the specials board tonight?
I'll tell you now.
You're telling us the specials?
I'll tell you now.
All right.
Because I want people listening to know something big is coming.
What time?
Just after 5:30.
Just after 5:30, we're going to play something.
You know how I have aspirations to be a serious journalist?
Yes, you do. You're obsessed with Pat Kenny.
Yeah.
And you listen to News Talk a lot.
So Pat Kenny started off as a reporter on RTE Radio 1.
Didn't know that.
Okay, well, RTE, he's like a reporter out and stuff. And you might listen to radio and serious radio now, and you might hear reporters out and about doing bits. They'll bring their microphone with them and they will be at the scene. Well, you know that I don't live too far away from
the sinkhole.
I don't live too far away from the sinkhole.
You went inside the sinkhole?
I went to see the sinkhole this morning.
Oh. I can just imagine. I can just imagine.
I went to see the sinkhole with my own eyes in Sandy Mount. And I brought back a report.
Oh, wow.
Graham O'Toole reports.
I brought a report from the Sandy Mount sinkhole.
Oh, my God.
Set your alarms.
Yeah.
5:35. 5:35. I went down there and all I'm saying is you will not believe what happened at the sinkhole.
Oh,
You can't. You won't believe it.
Did you meet someone there?
Did you fall in?
A few people.
Few people! Yes!
It's King of Leon on FM 104.
You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.
Doja Cat on FM 104. That is Paint the Town Red. We are Graham and Nathan playing a game called...
Ping pong ding dong, ping pong ding dong, ping pong ding dong, ping.
New balls, please. Is it still raining? Do we have to close the roof?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind closing the roof. The rain has come. Very disappointing. Very disappointing.
Very disappointing. Emer, good evening to you.
Hello, how are we?
Emer, we are great. Thank you for asking. Are you making your debut tonight?
I sure am, yeah.
Great for the sport, great to have you.
How do you usually fare, Emer, when you're listening in the car?
It really depends on the topic.
Yeah, okay. You're damn right.
Yeah, so sometimes I'm good, sometimes I'm terrible.
Well, big question is, are you going to take on myself, Graham, or Nathan sitting across from me?
The goat.
Let's go with Graham.
All right.
Oh, I've been called up.
Interesting. Emer... These are the rules. I'm going to give yourself and Graham a topic. You have to give me answers in relation to that topic. You go back and forth like a good old-fashioned game of ping pong. No repetition. You have to be quick. And for the love of God, can you please play with a smile on your face?
Emer, if you beat me, you will go through to the final tomorrow and then you'll have to play Nathan for €200 because nobody has won this week, okay?
Okay, sounds
good. Okay.
Emer, you are our beautiful listener, so you're going to be serving first, all right?
Yeah.
I can tell you, your topic this evening, and it is broad, so Niamh, I'm going to need your help on this one.
Okay.
Apps that you can download onto your phone.
Instagram.
Facebook.
Snapfish.
Snapfish, that does ring a bell. I'll let it.
Snapchat.
AIB banking.
Nathan, just turn over your piece of paper there. You're going to run out of space.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Bank of Ireland.
Revolut.
Five.
Ryanair.
Spotify.
Aer Lingus.
YouTube.
Lufthansa.
Gmail.
Just Eat.
Google Photos.
Deliveroo.
Google Drive.
Free Now.
Zoom.
Excellent.
Uber.
Lyft.
Bolt.
VHI.
Leia.
Pumpus.
What was that?
Pumpus.
No. What?
What? What
Pumpus. Did you... It's a school app that you need to like check people in.
I'll allow it. Okay, move on.
Calendar.
Parking tag.
Hang on, is calendar an app you can download?
Hold on a second now. She's been saying loads of apps that you don't download. Google Photos and all this type of stuff.
No, you download them. They are apps.
I've downloaded my calendar. I have downloaded
calendar.
It's
downloaded, we'll let it.
Okay.
I downloaded my
Guys,
calendar.
Please stop getting aggressive out on course.
Okay.
Everyone calm the hell down.
I'm getting daggers.
Stop giving daggers to our VAR assistant, please. We're crossing back over to you, Emer.
I said parking tag there.
Okay.
Perfect.
FM 104.
Oh.
98 FM.
Ah!
Hey! No more of that now, Emer.
Spin 103.8.
Ah! Lidl.
What?
Lidl.
Oh. Aldi.
Tesco.
Oh, Jesus, going on.
Tune in.
Done.
Nathan, what were you thinking?
Oh, well, I do.
Castbox.
What were you thinking?
Boots.
What did you say? Boots. Okay, guys. Just going
to
narrow it a bit.
Irish apps only.
Irish apps.
We're going to narrow it to...
I'll just do every Irish
radio
station.
We're going to narrow it to...
I could be here all day.
We're tweaking it a little bit. Apps that just come onto your phone.
There's no such thing.
Like on the iPhone. Like, you don't download it, you click in, and it's apps. So, as you said, a calendar okay. or photos. Does that make sense?
Calculator.
Okay.
This does not really make any sense.
Okay.
Can clock. I call it?
Clock. No, Emer.
No, just stop.
Can Emer just make it to the final tomorrow?
I was going to say, I think I'm aware.
I think you've deserved it.
I think Emer won with calendar, because calendar is not downloadable.
Hey guys, you're making a mockery of this. I liked my little tweak.
I'm telling you now. Sorry.
Emer.
No, because that doesn't really make much sense. Calendar here. Let me go into my app store here now, Niamh.
Was this a bad topic?
Yes.
Yeah, we've done this before. And we've had this exact problem.
No one said Tinder.
There, Niamh. Google Calendar in the app store.
You didn't say Google. Calendar.
You didn't say Google Calendar.
You want to take me on?
Emer.
It says it's called Calendar.
Okay
guys, just relax, would you? Emer.
Yeah.
How did you find that game?
I thought it was fine. I was a bit nervous. I felt like I was going to win it the whole time, and I think I'm in the final tomorrow.
You are in the final, Emer. So? You're in the right. final. The problem with this is it's every single company in the world now has it.
I liked my tweak.
No.
What did you think of that, Emer? Do you think you could have played more?
I could have. There's a few more things that were only on
there
iPhone.
There is a few more on iPhone.
What about Android?
No one has an Android.
Hello, Huawei P30, best phone I've ever had over here. Emer, we will chat to you tomorrow where you will be taking on Nathan.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you, it'll be a much better topic than that. Chat to you then. The Graham and Nathan Podcast. FM 104. It's FM 104, bang on time. We said 25 to 6. Damn right. Calvin Harris, lovers in a past life. Look, as you know, I'm always looking for my way out of here.
Yeah.
And I believe it could be through serious journalism.
Can you bring me with you?
No, see, I'm trying to break the Graham and Nate.
Right.
Maybe not anytime soon, but in the future.
It's going to happen.
You have to future-proof yourself. So I took it upon myself. I don't live too far away from that Sandy Mount sinkhole. And I said, I've got a microphone. I've got a pair of legs. Get down there and see what's going on.
Come on.
So, guys, I went down there. A few journalists afraid to get in close to the sinkhole. I said, no, I'm going to get in. This is my report from the sinkhole in Sandy Mount. So, I am down here in Sandy Mount Village. There's a lot of hustle and bustle as people are gathered around the sinkhole. I am across the road. I'm just going to cross the road. Whoa. Just missed an old car there. Okay. So I'm outside the mace now. I'm having a look at the sinkhole. The council haven't yet filled it up. There's kind of like a piece of plywood across it. And there is a small little gap in there. There's a few bollards. Let me see if I can get in a little bit closer and actually see what's down the hole. No! Oh my God, no. I've fallen down the sinkhole. I can't see a thing. It's pitch dark down here. Good job. I always carry these trusty matches with me to give me a bit of light. That's... Ah! Who are you? My name is Rory Cowan. Rory Cowan. First of all, what are you doing in the sinkhole in Sandymount? And you don't sound like you sound on Mrs. Brown's Boys or Fair City. You sound very different. This is my real voice. This is what I'm like when I'm home in my sinkhole. Oh, so you live underground in Sandymount? Yes. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
That's a really nice bird you got there. Thank you. Wait a minute. That looks like a budgie. Rory, is that Twink's budgie? Hey, look over there. Where? Leo Varadkar, what are you doing down here? This is where I've come to retire. Okay, and it's just you and Rory, is it? No. Vera Powell's here too.
Yes.
Former Republic of Ireland manager Vera Powell, you're here too? Yes. Thought you would have gone back to the Netherlands. Nope. Here in the sinkhole in Sandymount. This is too weird. I'm getting out of here. So there we go, guys. There it is.
Excellent.
Other journalists were afraid to go into the sinkhole. Not me. This could be my big break. Do you know how they do radio moment of the year at the Radio Awards?
That's it.
Me in the sinkhole.
Oh,
we've got done. It. All right, next time there's a sinkhole, I'm there. Oh, Shawn Mendes, Senorita on FM 104. It's Graham and Nathan. I love it when
you call me. You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.
FM 104, it is Graham and Nathan. All right, okay.
Did you read Sharon's message?
No, go on.
Just sent in. I had to get out of my car, so not sure if I missed the answer, but I have a feeling you passed your NCT by your tone. I have you on again now in my house.
Well, here's where we're at, lads. Had my NCT this morning, but unfortunately yesterday when I got in my car, put on my aircon, there was this smell of cat's urine coming in and it absolutely stank. Now, I talked about it yesterday on the show, kind of half joking a little bit. Can you fail your NCT if there's cat's wee in your car? And someone goes, no, that could be a leak of your coolant. That's what it smells like.
An overflow of coolant.
Yeah, and I'm like...
Someone said catalytic converter.
Yeah, it could be that. I didn't know. So this morning I got in my car. Still smelled. Oh. But I had a new car air freshener. And I went and I was driving. Two windows open to get as much air in the car
as I
could. And
it was waking you up, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Also, you were going to a test centre which you'd never been to before.
Now... because my windows were open, I could hear my car more clearly than I usually could.
Oh, no.
Sound okay?
Niamh, do you remember when we were driving to Tala?
Yes.
There was a click, 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 click,
yeah.
click, 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 click.
Was that happening?
That was very loud this morning because I had the windows open.
And it's not your indicator.
It's not my indicator. It's when I turn left. Every time I turn left on a low gear... I go, oh God.
Oh what? No.
Why on the morning of my test is this happening?
That doesn't sound good.
Now, you could say, Graham, if you heard it a couple of weeks ago, you should have got it fixed. Yeah, well, I forgot about it. So as I approached the centre, what I did was I was listening to the strawberry alarm clock. I'm just trying to trick the testers. I turned the radio as loud as I could without being like noticeably loud. So that when they got in the car to drive it into the centre, the radio would be on and they couldn't hear the...
Good
Very
thinking.
Clever.
So I did that, and by the time I got to the test centre, there was still a small little scent, but it wasn't as strong as it had been. So it was about a 45 minute drive, so a lot of airing, but also a lot of...
which is worse.
I sat inside the test centre.
Can we get the tension?
Nathan
Can
O'Reilly,
you build it up? Because
I sat in there. They have a little screen in there, which I haven't seen in Dean's Grange. They might have introduced it since I've been in there, but they have your reg and how long it's going to be.
Oh, I like that.
I was keeping my eye on it. It said 13 minutes to go.
Is there also a cafe?
There was a cafe. A
little brew.
Then I hear, Audi A5? And I go, surely not me. Nobody stood up. Grey Audi A5? And I go, yeah, me? Unbelievable. They've done it so quickly. Of course, it's passed. I went up.
No.
Oh, no.
Said,
no,
receipt,
no.
please. Yeah, there you go. There your matches.
No.
They said... fail!
No!
Graham!
Why?
Urine fine. Click, click, click. Not fine.
Oh, no.
It is the CV boot. It's some small little rubber
the hell
thing.
Hell is that?
It's a tiny. It's happened to me before. It's a little rubber thing.
Damn it!
I think on the axle or something.
Damn
I don't
it.
Know.
CV boot.
So back I go again.
Oh.
To Green Hills in Tala to get a retest to Spence and Boone.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
No. Didn't Eve remember? Or did she do it?
Of course I remembered. You can go check the folder,
no,
see what time.
No.
The timestamp is
Did
on the...
Did you remember to do something else?
Oh.
You said last
no.
week that you were going to have a theme song
yes.
for Year We Go.
Yes, Nathan.
Not a sting, a theme song.
A theme song. A jingle.
I forgot, guys.
Ah, Niamh!
Don't be stoned. What is it?
Don't be stoned. What? Well,
don't be throwing stones.
Well, you shouldn't be stoned.
You shouldn't be stoned.
This show. Sometimes we think he is, but he shouldn't
so,
be.
So, I wanted this to be an exercise we could all do together.
No.
No, no. So, right now, live, we're going to do a little...
No.
Niamh.
Here we go, here we go, here we
Niamh,
go.
Niamh,
Niamh.
This time next week, we want a jingle... produced with Lar.
She's not going to do it.
Our sound engineer in here.
Lar, if you're listening, I'm sorry. He's busy.
He's not. He said he's spare time. We checked before.
Oh,
He said he made it for you.
Okay, I'll do it on Tuesday.
Are you putting it in your diary?
Yeah.
Are you writing the song the weekend?
Theme? No, I won't be.
You're
doing
taking Monday off to write the song.
Taking Monday, she's going to the spa.
I'm going to the spa on Monday. I won't be writing it then. I'll write it.
Some randomer is rubbing you. Be thinking of it.
You'll be inspired.
Right, here we go for the final time ever without a theme song.
I thought you were coaching me there.
No. It's happening after Teddy Swims and Lose Control on FM 104. Something's
got to hold him. You're listening to the Graham and Nathan podcast from FM 104.
Lose Control on FM 104.
Excited for this.
It's the last time we'll hear this as the Here We Go theme song, because Niamh's going to write and sing it for next week.
Maybe we might use this still as the bed. No. We'll just have a little...
No.
Completely. If I remember correctly... Well done, Nathan, again, for remembering.
Thank you.
But when you said it, you were complaining that your segment that you host doesn't have a theme song.
Well, I'm not the one Niamh, to make jingles.
I went to the Sandymount Sinkhole.
You went to the Sinkhole.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to prove you both very Niamh. Wrong. And I'm going to produce it myself.
Oh, no.
I don't know about that.
Niamh, will you just do a makeshift jingle right now? Do your...
I just did.
Yeah.
Here we go, here we go, no, here we go.
It cannot be that. If it's that, I'll walk out.
Why?
I'm telling you.
Why don't you like that?
It's so low-hanging. And I'm sorry to Shane who WhatsApped that in as well.
Stop. In the name of here we go.
Here we go, yeah.
So, yeah, Niamh, impress us.
What about the Pet Shop Boys, Go West?
What's the tune of that again?
Go west,
land is here we go. Go west, land here we go. No, don't like it. I'll come back with something.
Not
here we go. Go, here we go.
Don't, please.
I'm going to make a mock one and a real one.
Okay, what is this, Niamh?
Here we go is when I play some clips from a song, a movie, and a celebrity. You need to tell me what year the song and movie came out and how old the celebrity is.
Easy. Okay, let's go, Niamh.
Okay, your song, I was humming it earlier on accidentally, so I hope you didn't hear me. It's Lawson, Taking Over Me.
Great song. I loved Lawson.
Zero reference point. I
Lawson,
know.
When She Was Mine.
Yeah.
I love that song. Everything was easy. Yeah, zero reference point for
me. I've got nothing. It's a stab in the dark. Stab in the dark.
Okay.
Fine. This was prime, my song. I loved this.
I always go if in doubt, go noughties. 2005.
Okay.
2011.
I can tell you that came out in 2012.
Yes.
Oh, the scoring system, sorry. 1 point for closest, 2 points are bang on. 1-0 to Nathan O'Reilly.
Come on.
The movie. You are watching the series at the moment. The movie I'm going with is The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Ricky Greenlee? It's Tom. Tom Ripley.
Tom Ripley?
We were at Princeton together.
Did we know each other?
Never seen it. I would like
I've
to see it.
I've seen it and I know the year.
Watched it. Oh, do you? I only watched
you
it
know
recently.
The year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'll go first then.
Yeah. Okay.
1997.
1999.
Nathan is bang on correct.
Oh, yay! He's won it
3-0.
Wow. Well wow. done.
Thank you.
Have you watched it?
Celebrity. Sorry.
No, I was looking up about it, the film, because I'm currently watching Ripley. If you're listening to this and you haven't checked it out, it's on Netflix, 8 episodes, Andrew Scott. He's fluent in Italian. Check it out.
He plays Leonardo DiCaprio's.
No, Leonardo DiCaprio is not in the film.
No, he plays his character, though.
He plays Matt Damon's character.
Matt Damon's.
Sorry.
Who's in it? Matt Damon and who?
In the film?
Yeah.
Matt Damon and Jude Law.
Jude Law.
You also have Gwyneth Paltrow. You have Philip Seymour Hoffman.
It's Philip Schofield.
Great cast.
What's he doing in it?
Right, you're celebrity.
What were you going to say, Niamh?
What were you going to say, Niamh? Niamh's about to cancel herself.
I love Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Your celebrity is Tom Jones. Sex bomb, well, you're my sex
bomb. You can give it to me when I need to come along. Ages, Tom. He's looking old.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Do you think he enjoys The Voice?
I'd say he enjoys the paycheck.
Yeah. I'd say he does.
Does anyone in Ireland watch The Voice? Like the English Voice?
It might just flick past on Virgin Media if nothing on you.
Is Niall Horan still doing The Voice?
The American
US?
One.
Yeah.
Is it big? Is it really? Like, who has won The Voice and has become successful?
Christ, how
I'm
old
out.
Is Tom?
I'm going 2006. Oh, Jesus.
How old?
Oh, sorry, what year that song came out?
Graham, your Graham. Head's not in the game.
You're not in the game.
Okay, how old is Tom? 88.
Hi, Graham. Take this seriously, will you? How is Tom Jones, 88, turning up to record The Voice? Not his walking stick.
He looks old.
He's not 88.
Okay, 78. What are you saying?
I'll go with 80.
Tom Jones is 83.
I was close.
Wow.
You just grabbed the point off me.
Snatch and grab.
Selena Gomez and Wolves. Not my favourite game, but it's going to be. But it's going to be enhanced.
Oh,
next week.
I think somebody has made Niamh a jingle.
Oh, wow.
Send in your jingles for Niamh. 087-6797-104.
Oh, yeah, we go. You've got to guess the year.
Velvet voice. Hey,
play that again.
Okay, I'll play it again. But Niamh, you've got to finish the next line because you can't have.
You can't just.
What?
Can't have Bernard writing the whole thing.
You have to sing the next line. Da, da,
da, da, and then you finish the next line.
Great.
Okay, come on, Niamh.
Oh, yeah, we go. You've got to guess the year.
And the age of celebrity.
Oh, yeah, well done.
Well done. Oh, listen to Bernard. I'll finish it later.
No, Bernard, you know, leave something
Bernard's
for
doing all the work.
Bernard, you're my favourite listener.
It's Wolves on FM 104.
The Graham and Nathan Podcast.
FM 104.
Download it now.
Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.